Hey, Lap. It's exactly 2 a.m. It's January 1st, 2019. It's officially New Year's Eve. New Year's Day, actually. We just had a pretty bloody funny and fun New Year. New Year's Eve, you know what I mean, you know? It's kind of hard to talk, like, directly to you now that I've had such an intimate meeting. It's an intimate meeting. Or, in our case, it was an intimating. What does that mean? Oh, you really want to know what it means? Okay. What it means, we basically kind of had sex, you know. Yeah, but not that we had sex, but we just had. Maybe you did too, okay, but I mean, I kind of had an orgasm. And I guess you know that already, but I don't know why I'm talking to you, but you know everything, don't you? Yeah, but we had an orgasm. And not only we had an orgasm, we had an orgasm at midnight of New Year's Eve. He basically helped me reach my orgasm. So that's why I say, I mean, I had an orgasm. Maybe you did also in your own place. But judging by the way your life has been going, lately, it's like you basically had an orgasm with somebody else. Not me. Maybe you were thinking about me. That would be fun. That would be kind of fun. I mean, maybe that's why I had such an intense orgasm. Look at me and look at us talking about sex after such a long time. And first time after such a long time, huh? Yes, it was quite a pleasant way to greet the new year. I had that idea like all day long, you know. I was just like waiting for the moment to come. To come. Yeah. And yeah, I'm having way too much fun right now about that, I know. I'm not gloating. You could say I'm gloating, but maybe just a little bit. Anyway, I finished this TV show, Sense8. I mean, the finale. How do you say that in English? Finale. It's in some way, it's finale. And like, it was too long. Like, I stopped halfway through. And I decided to do something else, something different in New Year. I opened my window. It's kind of fucking freezing in my room now, but I'm covered and under my sheets. And I decided to do something else differently this year. And I should do something differently every night of this 2019. Yeah, anyway. I want to thank you for being with me in the last couple of days. Especially tonight. It was wonderful. We are starting to do these simple, small little things that make up life, you know. Like, we take a bath together. I mean, you were with me this morning this afternoon in my shower, and I felt your hands all over my body. You were basically washing me. I could feel you. And that touch wasn't mine. I don't touch myself. You know what I mean? And At one point in the shower, I was covered in soap. And the song was going from the cell phone that I played in the bathroom. And it was really a happy, upbeat song. It makes you want to dance. It's got great energy. One of my favorite songs. And I was so covered in soap, and all of a sudden you started like rubbing that soap over my body. Felt different than the way I touch myself. But I don't usually touch myself, if you know what I mean. I don't touch my body like a woman would touch my body. And you touch my body like, you know. So that was fun. That was really fun. Then we like made. Then what else did we do? Yeah, we made breakfast together. Yeah, I don't want to forget that. This recording. Maybe it's gonna disappear amongst different files from my computer, but this thing I wanna remember. I wanna play this to you when I, you know, go away into my life, when you go away into your life after a while. Because we're gonna meet soon, and you know, maybe I will give you these recordings if you want to have them, maybe I won't. We were making eggs. Yeah, we were making eggs, and see what happened is, like, I started making eggs, and then all of a sudden you took over. And the way you cook, it's much more gentle, it's more subtle, it's more soft, it's not like me, you know. And I could see my hand, it's my hand, you know, and it's making, and it's like mixing the eggs, whatever it is, but it's doing it differently. It's not doing it like I'm doing. It's like this is some different energy in my hand. It's your energy, you know. And I like, okay, are we like making eggs now together? And there's this friend of mine, my God, she has a twin also, you know. Did I ever say that word in our recordings? She has a twin also. And they have these astral meetings like we do, but they're so serious and professional and productive. They're so productive, you know. They have like, they make plans about the future and about her purpose and mission and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys are great, but I'm over here making eggs with my twin. Like, eating together, like taking a shower together, like we're projectors, you know. We don't give a shit about those technical things, like things. we don't care about the productivity. You guys need to get organized, so we're just gonna lead you. Yeah, you are very much. You're very close to me now. Do you realize that? Don't bow your head. You know what I'm talking about. It's easy to flow when you're here, you know. I shut my brain off, and I just go, and I just do things, and I just don't think about anything, you know. And the more I do picture you, and the more you are present in my life, the more it is easy for me to imagine how it would be like when you are here, when you come to my house, to my flat, a new flat. You said I'm going to have a new flat. And it's so much easier. It's just starting to happen. It's going to be soon. It's going to happen soon, you know. You can't wait. You say you can't wait. You're very confused. It's very complicated in your life right now. And it's hard for you to squeeze me anywhere. Because you just don't want to go there. I'm like a road to you that you just don't want to take. It's like that's like a dark alley over there. I don't even want to look over there. Okay, I'm gonna have to look for both of us. I'm gonna have to be strong. It's easy, you know. It ain't hard. It's just like loving you. What can be so hard about loving somebody? Accept everything, you know. There are some things you need to know about me. Oh, you just said this. It wasn't my line. There are some things you need to know about me. I don't do well at social meetings, and I'm a terrible dancer, and I'm a terrible singer, meaning I'm very stuck and uptight, and I need a lot assurance and a lot care and a lot of care and love to relax and to feel accepted and in order to open up. You will need to know how to hold me when I need to be held and when to leave me alone when I need to be left alone. And it's hard for me to show you my darkness because I have only shown it to myself and nobody else. It's very, very disturbing. There are things that I keep secret from myself, even not from you only and from the people I know, like my mom or my dad. But there are things that I don't want to think about myself even. And there are things now that are keeping me away from you, and the demons are very, very much, they're very active right now. You cannot help me with that. All you can do is love me from far away like you are doing now. Your higher self is having a lot of fun with me. And it's visiting me very often. I talk to you very often. I know that it's hard for me to open up even to your higher self, but I tend not to break. And tend not to be afraid of breaking in front of your higher self. In fact, it helps me break in front of you. And it makes me feel safer with you even though you're not here. It makes me feel like when I'm with you, it would be easier to break in front of you. But, you know, it's not something I control. It's something that happens against my will. And I just flow. I just don't think like you do. I'm just in the flow always, you know. That's just the way I am. You notice me. That's why I... it's interesting. What are those sounds in your background? And it's interesting. That's why I smoke weed so much, because it keeps my already natural state of flowing. You know? That's why you don't understand my need for weed. You know? It's not that simple. It's just... somebody's trying to break our connection, but I'm not going to let him do that. So you need to stay focused on me. Oh, I'm focused. Don't worry. I'm very focused. Yeah, so anyway, as I was saying, your higher self is very, very much in touch with me, and it's very much helping me reconnect to my femininity, to my vulnerable side. And it's starting to be very painful. Starting to be very painful that I have never realized how closed off I am with people, with guys, with boys, with my parents, of course. They're the ones that created it. But so much distance in between me and my boyfriends and between me and my friends, it's starting to be unbearable, and I have shaken off most of my chains. My cave has helped me along the way in that. And it has been beautiful. It has been very beautiful. Oh, you have a good guitar. It's very nice. Can't wait for you to play the guitar for me. It's okay. And anyway, in those times, of my conversations with you astrally. You know, I tend to break. I tend to give myself to you. And I don't know if you feel those moments, but it would be nice if you felt those moments. It would be real nice if you felt them. Because it's very hard. It's very hard for me to let those moments happen. I'm just like a dog right now. It's like a scared dog. You asked me to close the window, now I'll close the window. Don't go away from me, ever. Okay? You're basically the only person in my heart that I feel is always with me. Even though you're never with me, and I just met you, and you're just like so much of a stranger to me. And I don't know why I feel so much for you, and it's beginning to annoy me, you know? You're beginning to be very, very, very inside of me, more than I ever wanted someone to be inside of me, and it's so fucking scary. And you know, me talking through you right now, it's the most open I have ever been with anybody, and I am allowing you to see my pain now. I'm allowing you to feel my pain now. You see, it's a physical thing. It's so unbearable that it's becoming a physical thing. And I lose myself. I tend to go crazy some days. And I even start thinking that I'm dangerous to the other people, that there are parts of me that are very dangerous to others. That's why I use all those drugs. Not just to be strong enough to manage. It was just like needing something to cover up my voices and stuff that I don't like about myself. You really want to dive into my darkness? You have no idea. You have no fucking clue what hides in there. Okay. You know what I just did? I just tore my head off and put a new one instead of it. And the old head was something I used in front of people. It's the same head as mine, of course. I know it's kind of yeah, but same head that I use for other people is the mask that I wear. And now I'm just putting this regular head on, so you just know that's how big of a difference it is in front of me and other people. Yes, as you have seen, I am very much, I have trouble connecting to people, to other people, as you've noticed. and I'm an introvert. But I have an extroverted side that is very much in conflict with the introverted side that I do have. And you see, feel how it is to be in the flow. That's how I feel most of the time, you know, but then all of a sudden something breaks my flow and the engine inside of my head starts working like crazy. And some days I don't know who's behind that wheel. Do I remember that day? Are you crazy? Jesus, I cannot stop thinking about it. It was like, happened. It was like, it's like a non-stop film rolling in my head. It's like something that was burned in my memory and I have no fucking clue how to get rid of it. And it's like, it's like annoying, you know, it's like, get out of my head. And I have accepted it, and I know you are who you know you are, and I cannot even say that. I don't want to say that now. No, please. So, okay, just continue. Yeah, okay. Continuing. Yeah, anyway. Some things are better left said, unsaid, like the song says, you know. Yeah, That day was Eden, you know. He was Eden. Are these my emotions now or yours? Our emotions are very similar, you know. They're very similar because we are on the same frequency. So when I tend to feel very much, it's the way you feel very much. Yeah, okay, so keep talking about Eden, please. Yeah, so Eden was too much for me. It was too bad. It was too good. It was too fucking good, you know. I've never felt so relaxed around a man, you know. Like, why do you make me feel special? I don't like that. I don't really don't like that. I mean, it's like, can you help me feel worthless for a second, please? I mean, I have used to that treatment. I know how to deal with that. I don't know how to deal with feeling special. Please, stop. Stop it. Stop it now, okay? I was like, fuck you. Why are you so fucking nice to me? And why are you tolerating every fucking thing that I do? And how do you handle me and these guys that I'm with? And how the fuck do you do that without being pissed off? Without, you know? Like, you're sitting across from me and my boyfriend, and we're just, like, kissing, and you're looking at it, and you're like, I feel nothing from you. I don't feel anything negative. And you destroyed my world with that. You told me this, you nailed me, you just, like, fucking destroyed me. Like, I don't know what to do after that. I mean, everybody that I know that I'm in contact with, they just know that I'm not like, I'm not an ordinary person in relationships. I tend to get unattached. I tend to go one way, then go another way the other day, and it's like hard for me to focus on one person. And I tend to realize that it's my nature. It's not something I need to battle with. It's something I need to let go. It's like, it's my nature. I love connecting with people, with men. It is so beautiful. It is so wonderful. Recognizing yourself in another person, recognizing parts of you in another person, realizing that the other person is actually you, but it's just like a different part of you. And you tend to find different parts of you growing with other people. And it's wonderful, you know. And you don't, I don't know why would I stop that. Because of one person. Even because of you. I know you would never ask me. You would never ask me to do that. Because you are the same like me. And the bond we have will never match any bond that we have towards another. And that is enough. That is enough for us. And it is enough. It should be enough for everybody else. But no. The world is not constructed that way. It is not designed that way. So anyway, back to Eden, right? You know, I can't go over there anymore. I really can't. It reminds me of you too much, you know. On the day when we sat in that chair, when you were like, you totally shut me up. I fucking hated you for that. It's not that I hated you. I hated you. But you know when you hate somebody and you love them at the same time, out of that, you know, you see how hard it is for me to fucking experience and express any kind of an emotion towards you. So please just don't force me to do that. I feel forced now, okay. You nailed me to the cross. I felt like I don't have any choice but to be a woman. I felt like the only thing I could do is just let that go to you. And it felt beautiful. Even for a second, you know. Doesn't matter if it lasted for 2 minutes or for a second, for just a moment, but it was beautiful. Those moments that I live for, those moments that fucking keep me going when things get rough. And after a while, you'll think this is all a fantasy. And it's impossible for somebody that you care so much to care for you back, care back right at you, and it's like you will listen to this tomorrow and you'll be like, okay, it's just my imagination. Good for you. It's totally good for you. Like, you don't need this shit. I said there are some things about me you don't know. Things about me that concern you. They're about you. Things about me that are about you, you know? And I do fucking care about you so much that I cannot express in words. I cannot express in glances. I cannot express in hugs. I cannot express. It's beyond expressing. It's just a knowing. I had the same fucking feeling you had in my bedroom when I was spreading, doing my laundry. I just had the same fucking feeling that I saw you lying on that bed and looking at me like you looked at me millions of times before. And it's like, what the fuck took you so long? I was losing myself over here. I had no fucking clue what to do with my life. And where the fuck were you all this time? I felt hopeless and lost without you. Like, totally. couldn't separate my head from my heart, from my toes, from my body, from my whatever. And you just come storming in my life like it didn't take you 30 years. It's a lifetime, for fucking Christ's sake. We didn't agree on this. We did not agree on this. It wasn't supposed to take this long. I'm mad at you. Part of me is so fucking mad at you that you have no idea how fucking mad I am at you. You don't know what I've been through. And you will never know what I've been through because I have been through that. All that time my hand was reaching out from the darkness. I was reaching out, but nobody was there. All of a sudden I realized I'm not alone in the darkness. There is somebody. There's a hand. There is a hand. Suddenly that hand appears. And I'm like, what the fuck took you so long? Dying over here and you're not helping. It's very hard here. This life has been very hard. Okay, I know. Now I know. Okay, I'm with you. It took me a while to realize that I don't need to be that strong anymore. It took me a hell of a lot to realize that. It's okay to lean on somebody. Even though that somebody is miles away from you and still fucking knows you better than anybody close to you. And will always know you better than anybody in the world knows you. It took me a while to grasp that fact, you know. That's why our physical contact takes so long. I'm beginning to accept your higher self, as you would call it. And it's becoming a part of my life, like my higher self is becoming part of yours. And we are finally coming to terms with our connection, you know. And our connection is bound to be first very real outside of a physical dimension, then it may manifest real in a physical dimension. But isn't that beautiful? I know we could talk for ages, but you're tired. I I was with you tonight because I wanted to be with you. I wanted you to feel that I'm so real. That you don't need to imagine me. You don't need to see my face. You don't need to feel me. You just need to know that I'm always there. And when you feel like connecting with me, I'm already connected to you. When you feel like talking to me, we're already talking. When you think about me, I'm already there. That's why I sent you a message through Una. You're already here. Just relax. And love me. I really need it now. Love me like every day. I mean, what can I do for you, love? It's like, stay with me always. I mean, and the little things, like everyday things. Take me shopping, I mean. Take me with you when you're going somewhere. If you're taking a shit, I would like to be there. You would like to be there. Yeah, okay. I miss feeling you, like, constantly. Like, your presence is always there, but sometimes it just weakens. When I'm focused to other people, you know, it's really, and I would just like if you could be focused on me, like whenever you're alone, whenever you're doing something, just try to include me in that. It would mean a lot to me. I would feel you much closer to me. And you would feel me very much present in your life. And thus including ourselves in our physical lives, we will be able to share our connection with other people. They will be aware of it, like it's a physical connection. And when other people start to be aware of our connection to each other, so palpable, it will manifest in reality. Because if you can constantly reinvigorate our connection like it's a real one, can't help but become a real one. If you constantly avoid talking about this, it's like you're not accepting, like parts of you are not accepting me. And the gates are closed. Some gates are closed. I know you're tired. Yeah, but I could talk to you like all night long. This means your energy now. I know, I can feel it. That's gross, I know. Okay, so anyways, I was gonna ask you some things. But now it's like I just had this monologue and I don't know where to start. And it's like, whew, I need to feel my energy first. Okay, I'm going back to you now. Some things may block us, you know. What things? Your relationship with your mom. My relationship with my dad. You cannot influence my relationship with my dad. It's like, it has has a life of its own, like yours with your mom. But what you can do is try to forgive her. Try to accept her. Accept her needs as well as you accept your own. And live with that. Build strong boundaries, of course, but never let boundaries turn into hatred. Never let boundaries destroy your love for her. Boundaries are not there to hurt other people. They are there to protect you and to present you to other people. If your boundaries hurt other people, they're not boundaries. Okay? And you are here definitely to learn some lessons about that. With your mom, when you are finished learning those lessons, you're just going to go away from that place. Don't worry about your flat, it's waiting for you. It's where you want it to be, the way you want it to be, and I'm going to be in it. It's going to be fun. We're going to have parties. Okay? I need you to stay close to me. It's so fucking hard to maintain a connection with you when you cut it off so hard by connecting with other women. You just don't know how to connect with other women and stay connected to me at the same time. It's very hard. Those are the lessons that you're learning with Dragana. Yes, and she feels it too, very much. And you need to learn those lessons. Because this is the number one connection you need to stay in touch with. This is you. There ain't no stronger connection to another person than this one. And I know you're gonna have to connect with other women. The way you're gonna keep a connection with me is by keeping connection with yourself. And there you will always find me. And when you start sharing your life, smaller things, you will start sharing the bigger things. Your emotions to other women. It doesn't have to be like a construct, a pattern, habit. It's a way of living. It's a way of including me. And bringing us closer to each other. It's like you're inviting me. Come on, check this out. Feel this. Feel my emotions through me. And I know you can do it. I've seen you do it before. Well, let's not get into that now. But in this life you have a greater challenge. It's the depth and the strength of those emotions to other women that is going to rise. And it's going to start breaking the barriers and the rules that you have built around those themes. And it will be challenging, and I know you will overcome that. Because you know, at the end of that line, there's your queen. you know, when we were riding on that boat and I was high, I wanted to tell you that I loved you. Right there and then. And when you, the way you were, all relaxed, talking to me some things I couldn't understand, but I knew what you felt. Oh God, I wished so much he wasn't there. It was hard for me to maintain that struggle, you know, between the emotions that are rising towards you and the company that I'm enjoying so much. And he was there with his, you know, disconnectivity, which basically helped me a lot to reconnect with you. But, oh God, it was so hard. That's why we had all the quarrels in the living in the bedroom. Connection with you was so strong that I couldn't control it. For the first time in my life, I couldn't control a connection. And I didn't want to control a connection. It's going to be hilarious. One day you're going to play this recording to me and I'm going to be like, that's all fucking lies and bollocks. And you're going to realize it's just your fantasy. But it doesn't matter. Right now you need a connection with me. And even though all these things that I'm saying are false, you know I can't lie to you. You know it's impossible. And you feel the truth. Yes. So why even analyzing? You see how mental you are? You see, I would like to take you that brain of yours, just pull it out and show it to you and show the mechanism. And you see, you're like, what the fuck? How am I living with this thing? Like, and I'll bring it back to you and you'll still say, oh, it felt so good those few couple of moments when I was out my brain, but now. Anyway, the boat scene, please, can you continue the boat scene? Yes, the boat scene, okay, I'll continue the boat scene. So annoying. Yeah, so you were all cute with that joint and stuff, and you don't even know how to smoke a joint, and you don't even smoke joints, and I can feel that, and it gets to you really hard, and you're so funny. And like, you're so fucking funny and adorable, and your eyes get all red and shit, and you're like, and I'm like, just stop doing it, for Christ's sake. Like, you don't even need it. I mean, and it's fun. I just wanted to connect with you even more. That's why I offered you those, but it's like, you don't need them at all. Serbian music is very funny. You know? And I really like your city. I mean, it's my city now also, you know that, right? We're going to be living in it for a while. But then we're going to move to a foreign state. Yeah, you know, it's France, but I don't want to tell you that already. But even though you saw it, I mean, 2 years ago you saw it. So you know everything. Why do you even fucking need me? Yeah, I can't wait to see you, Dusan, okay? Okay. We have these conversations like every day, you realize that. And you couldn't have them before until now because you were not that open towards me. Your higher self is very open to me, so we have these conversations a lot, but not in this, like, palpable physical manner that you are doing right now, but, like, with me, it's kind of a feeling thing, you know, it's like, I don't need words so much. I got used to living without words expressing my emotions. And then you feel like you're public with me recording you. Yeah, nobody will find you.